Okay. I really don't know how to start. It's like it's a last minute thing. I didn't plan on speaking here right now. Last year I didn't. Today's a very chashuv day. The Gemara in Megillah says that when Haman did the lottery, did the pur, so he was very happy because it fell on Adar. And he says Adar is it's a great month for the Jews. It's a pretty good sign for me because I'm gonna do it. What happened on Adar? Oh, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's Yortzeit. So he's very happy about that. And today's Zayin Adar is the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Haman felt there's something special in this month. I can destroy the Jews. If Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Am Yisrael, died in this month. So that's a sign for me that's going to work. It's going to work. It's a sign from Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling me, you're going to do it. You're the man. You're the man to finish it. You know, Am Yisrael, they messed it all up, and you're my shaliach to do the job. He just forgot one thing that Gemara in Megillah says, that's also the same day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. He was born in Zayin Adar, and he died on Zayin Adar. 2 years ago, according to the Jewish calendar, even though it was Zayin Adar Aleph, it was not Zayin Adar Bet. But this year we have only one Zayin Adar, so it doesn't really make any difference. But it was Zayin Adar Aleph, and I had the same concept of death and being born again. I remember Zayin Adar was Wednesday, it was X Day. At this time, approximately, I was going through some A or EKG, whatever it's being called. And afterwards, Amir took me to Shari Tzedek Hospital. Now, he didn't take me. The ambulance took me just to the doctor somewhere here. And then he went with me in the hospital to Shari Tzedek, where I realized that something was going on in my heart. That Shabbos, I remember, I got back on Friday. My wife, my father came to pick me up from the hospital. And I couldn't dare walk into shul on Friday night. I was afraid I'm going to get another one. It was this whole week. I was like, that whole month. I didn't come to the yeshiva for like a week. All the time I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling it again. I feel it again. It's happening again. And that Shabbos, so Friday night I didn't go to shul. I was like, I was too scared to walk. I was carrying this like spray in my pocket all the time. You know, if you're going to get it, most chance it's going to be now. It's going to be a second attack. So it's going to be now. So carry this thing with you all the time. So I'm carrying my special nitro with me, special care with me. And I didn't go to shul. I was like, I was too scared to walk. Shabbos day, I was like, okay, fine. The doctor said you're fine. You can go. So I went there. I want to say Hagoma. By the time the people in shul already knew that I didn't walk all the way to yeshiva. Yeshiva was like 8 minutes away. Shul was like 2 minutes away. So I walked to shul. I was scared to walk, but. I made it. I was sitting down all davening. I was scared to death. They got the Kriyat Torah, and then they start reading. And when they read the Kriyat Torah of it was this week's parsha. It says, "V'natata el choshen amishpat et haurim v'tatumim." So you put the choshen, special choshen of the Kohen Gadol with the urim v'tumim, the ones that tell you what God really wants you to do in this world. They tell you a yes or a no. They confirm if you should conquer or you should not conquer. You go to war, you don't go to war. You do this, you don't do that. It's the way of us to connect to Hashem. So you put this connection to Hashem. V'ayu alev Aharon bevo'o lifnei Hashem, v'nasa Aharon et mishpat b'nei Yisrael al libo lifnei Hashem tamid. That Aharon used to carry the mishpat of b'nei Yisrael on his heart, upon his heart, lifnei Hashem, in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, tamid, always. Tamid. So I was, that was leaning, and I read this pasuk. I was like, what is Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to tell me? When you have something in your heart, and then that week's parsha, you read, ונתתה אל חושן המשפט את ההורים ואת התומים והיו על לב אהרון ובאו לפני השם ונשא אהרון את משפט בני ישראל על ליבו לפני אדוני תמיד. End of Shani. And the Rebbe of the Shulma was Rebbe Mevaseret, and he knew what happened to me, and he gave me the Aliyah of Levi. It was my Aliyah. So I was there, and I saw, like, the Torah is talking to me. And Hashem has talked to me. I speak about it every week. The Rav Siuda says you have to look in the parsha and see what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to tell you every week. Every week the Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to us through the parsha. And I'm getting an aliyah in a shul that I never got an aliyah before. But they knew that just what happened to me, and I want to say Hagomel. And then when I read this, I get to Aliboli from Hashem to me. So I've recognized maybe I have a problem. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to tell me that if you feel something in your heart, maybe your heart, maybe the mishpat of Bnei Yisrael is not on your heart, tamid, as it should be. We're now at a point in a time period in the year that a bunch of us went through a lot of things. Some had like ear problems, some had eye problems, some had some misarafim problems and issues. Everybody went through its issues and struggled through a lot of stuff this year. Everyone has had his own issues. But we got to a point that we're at Purim time. It's a tshuva time. In Chassidus, the month of Adar is a preparation for Nisan. It's a preparation for another Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Pesach is going to be another Rosh Hashanah. Aleph Nisan is going to be another Rosh Hashanah. Nisan is the first month in the Jewish calendar. And Adar is like Elul. We go back to Elul. Adar is the 30 days of Elul, which are before Pesach. And we have to ask ourselves again, the same question we ask ourselves in Elul. At the end of Yom Kippur's davening, we say, Elohai, chilo notzarti, ani chedai, v'achshav shenotzarti, ki'ilu lo notzarti. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should know that before I was born, before I was created, before I was brought to this world, it was unnecessary for me to be created. Oh, you didn't need me in this world. But you, God, have brought me to this world at a certain point, certain time, certain generation to do something. Now I've been created. Thank you very much, God. I've been created. And you say on Yom Kippur's davening, it's as if I was not created because I have not accomplished the goal of my creation. I'm standing here right in front of you, God. That's the continuation of the video that we said in Yom Kippur. Kechli male busha uchlima, like a vessel filled with shame. We're all vessels. We're all vessels. We're all Aaron. Every person can be an Aaron. Ohev shalom v'rodev shalom, ohevet abriyot u'mikavan la'Torah. Every one of us is an Aaron. The Rambam says, every one of us could be from Shevet Levi. We can be leaders of Torah. Leaders of Avodat Hashem. Everyone can be an Aaron. Now that I've been created, I should be carrying this choshen on my heart. Lifnei Hashem tamid, all the time, consistently. All the time. Carry this mishpat b'nei Yisrael alibo lifnei Hashem tamid. So Zayin Adar 2 years ago was a day for me to think. Give a second thought, of whether I'm true and honest with myself, whether I do what I do because I have to or because I really want to. Do I do it because I want to or because Hashem wants me to? Do I really carry Hashem's choshen on my heart all the time? Am I serious about myself? Am I honest? Just think about V'tayr Libeinu L'Avdecha B'Emet on the next Rosh Hashanah. Please purify my heart. Love the Chabe Emet to be a real, truly Eved Hashem. So, I know it's not even 9:30 yet, but Natal told me that he was not planning on giving more than 10 minutes anyway. And maybe he still can give us from his thoughts. Yiratzom Yifnei Avinu Shebashamayim. That me, myself, because I still think that me, myself, as a person, I still don't feel that I carry the mishpat of Bnei Yisrael. I still don't feel that I carry the choshen, the urim v'tumim, on my heart. Lifnei Hashem tamid. And every time that I feel that I'm going a little bit off, I'm like, oh my God, God's going to do it again. Maybe he's going to remind me again. You know, what are you doing? That's not you. That's not your heart. That's not what you really are. But you're telling me from the Shemashamayim that we're all going to get ready And Purim is the day of tshuva. It's the day of tshuva me'ahava. And we'll all get ready this week. And we'll remember that a day of death, that Haman did not know that a day of death is really a day of reincarnation, of being reborn in this world. We should know. We should feel it and do it and understand that whatever we've been going through, whether it's ears, eyes, sins, misratapnim, everything, all these points of death in our lives can be turned on into a new birth. And the main thing that we can do for it is always strive to be caring, the choshen, the urim v'tumim, the words of Hashem, the mishpat of B'nai Yisrael on our hearts, lifnei Hashem, tamid.